Officer William Porter took the stand in his own defense today as he attempted to explain why he should not be held criminally responsible for Freddie Gray's death in April from a broken neck. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Porter was pressed on his role on the day of Gray's arrest.
Porter testified this morning that he did not call for medical help for Freddie Gray because Gray didn't say he needed any and that Gray did not look hurt. He added that he didn't put Gray in a seatbelt at Druid Hill and Dolphin because of prior training and because his gun would have been exposed. When Porter was cross-examined in the afternoon by prosecutor Michael Schatzo, he became defensive at times and challenged a transcript of his videotaped interview with detectives investigating the case 2 days before Gray died. Porter's testimony followed that of Vincent DeMayo, the former chief medical examiner of Bexar County, Texas. He testified as a defense expert in other high-profile cases, including George Zimmerman, when he was accused of shooting Trayvon Martin in Florida in 2013. DeMayo said he thought Gray's death was accidental, and accidents happen. Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WIPR.